This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's been awfully warm, which means you've probably been inclined to run the AC or run the fans in your home a little bit more than you have lately. And it might be getting a little difficult to pay that electric bill because of it. But just like in the winter months, there's help available in the summer months as well through Ameren and the Energy Assistance Foundation, which runs the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program. Susan Sams is the executive director of the Energy Assistance Foundation and is on the line right now. Susan, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I think I get the impression that maybe people think more about getting help to pay the heating bills during the winter months, but not necessarily the cooling bills. Is that kind of what I'm gathering here?
It is, and, you know, our Illinois summers can have some pretty humid weather, and we are proud to be able to help in the summer. Now, our guidelines for the summer program are a little bit different than the winter.
Okay.
In the summer, we're helping seniors, disabled, and those with a medical necessity for air conditioning with a note from their doctor. And that's only because we just don't have enough money to go around, and so we felt like we needed to save more money for the winter program and be able to still have plenty of money to help others through. Our winter starts October 1st through May 31st, and then the summer cooling is June 1st to September 30th.
Okay.
And in the summer, we match anything the customer pays up to $200, and in the winter, we match anything the customer pays up to $350.
Let's go back and talk a little more about eligibility in detail then. Again, for the summer months, you say it's a little more restrictive, but that's sort of a good thing in this case, again, given the types of people you're trying to help who may need more need in the summer, right?
Yes, every year you hear in the news, whether it's in Illinois or someplace where a senior has passed away because of the heat. Sometimes they live in areas where they don't feel safe, you know, opening their windows or leaving them open at night, and so their extreme cold is a hazard, and so is extreme heat and high humidity. Our program, the LIHEAP program, is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program through the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And state government. Our program tries to target those who make too much to qualify for the LIHEAP program. So while they help 0 to 150% of the federal income range, our program tries to target 150 to 300%. And generally that's a senior with Social Security and a small pension that makes too much to qualify for the program, for the low income program, or families that are working and have some children, you know, based on your family size. As an example, for one in the home for our program, if your income is between $1,561 and $3,122, you would fall into our income guidelines. For a family of four, it's $3,219 to $6,438. So they're pretty generous guidelines, but it's generally people who have run into a temporary financial crisis, whether that be, you know, medical issues that weren't covered by insurance or car repairs. You know, you definitely need a vehicle to get to work, and if you've got some expensive car repairs or tires, you know, a lot of these people just don't have a big savings account to dip into to take care of their temporary financial crisis, and we're always real proud to be able to be there to help out.
Absolutely. This is a fantastic thing. So when somebody contacts you for trying to seek assistance, what do they need to think about? What sort of, proof of income maybe and that sort of thing? What do they need to be thinking about when they come to you for help?
Well, we actually cover 44,000 square miles of Ameren, Illinois, and
mm-hmm.
we have 45 bill payment assistance agencies throughout the territory. And in Knox County, our agency is the VNA.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone number is 309-342-1152. And a customer can call there and say, I'd like to see if I qualify for the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program. And they'll tell them what they need to bring in, and they have to, of course, live in the home where they're wanting assistance, and they'd be able to give them the guidelines of what they need to bring with them.
Is it a situation where that maybe should folks come to you first if they need help, or should they try to in this case, go to the VNA first for help, or should they try other means of assistance, if there are any, before they seek help here?
Well, with the our website is warmneighborscoolfriends.org, uh-huh. And on that website it has the income guidelines, so they can first see if their income would fall into our range, and then they can, of course, know in the summer if they're a senior, disabled, or medical necessity for air conditioning. But then they also have all of the counties in Ameren, Illinois. We have the corresponding agency for each county.
Mm-hmm.
So in Knox County, they would just call the VNA office to see if they would qualify.
Okay.
I kind of have a nice summertime, hot, humid story for you.
Yeah, please tell me.
We had a retired teacher from a private school who had let her son and daughter-in-law move in with her for a few months, and it raised her budget billing $11 a month.
Oh, gosh.
She called Ameren and told them that she had calculated out how much ice was going to cost her, and she told them to just shut off her electricity because she couldn't afford that $11 increase.
Wow.
And she said she had a Coleman cooler, she was going to miss her refrigerator and her fan, but that she had decided she could not afford that increase.
My goodness.
So through our program, we were able to take care of her bill and help her out with a little bit of a credit. Because the other thing that we like is that it's not a handout, it's a helping hand, where we match anything the customer pays. And
yeah.
So it's a great program. We're also one of the very few not-for-profits that can say that when a person donates to our program, 100% of their donation goes to help customers, because Ameren, Illinois makes an annual contribution to our program to cover all administrative costs.
That's great.
A lot of times at the holidays, you see how much administration costs come out of some of the not-for-profits that people donate to. And
yeah.
Our program, we're real proud of that. So we're just all that story about the lady with shutting off her power, she never lost power, and that was a customer service representative from Ameren that contacted me.
Wow.
And said, I have this situation, and this lady just wants her power cut off. And, you know, you go through life, you can't even imagine calculating out how much ice is going to cost you every day to continue on in your life.
Oh, no kidding.
She had no pension, so she was living on Social Security, and because it was a private school. And it's just we're always just pleased to be able to really help people through a temporary financial crisis.
And kudos to the Ameren employees too, when they hear a situation like that. It sounds like that they pretty much know that they can forward the information on to you and try to get that help going too.
Actually, when they hire new employees, they have me speak to their groups, so they're aware of the program.
That's great.
And they have the resources to be able to contact or get people in contact with who they need to be able to get help.
Ameren customers, Susan, who are able to afford their bills, can give to this program just by paying a little extra, can't they?
They can. They can. Our website has a button, and it currently says PayPal. You can make a small donation on PayPal or a credit card or a debit card, or you can call Ameren's customer service and tell them you want to add a little to their to your monthly bill. There's 1.2 million customers in Ameren, Illinois, and mm-hmm. if everybody gave a dollar, it would be we'd be able to help a lot of people.
You absolutely would. So again, you can just go to Ameren's website to find out how to do that. Before I wrap up, Susan, I guess I'm, you know, do you ever hear from people who say, "Oh, well, if Ameren didn't charge so much for the electricity, more people would be able to afford it"? I know it's not that simple, but I imagine you hear that from time to time.
You do. You do. And I also have people that say, well, if I made that much money, I wouldn't need help. But the
right.
situations that we deal with, you just, you know, people run into problems in life. And some of the heartbreaking stories that we hear about, it's just, I say I have the best job in the world because I get to help people through a temporary financial crisis, and most people don't even realize the program's available.
Yeah.
And so they're just absolutely thrilled to find out that they can qualify because they've never gotten help. I had a gentleman in the Metro East area, and he refused to get help, and a different customer service rep called me and said he only owes $133. His wife's been in the hospital. He's had medical issues, and he will not accept help. So I called him and had a lengthy discussion with him, and I said that you are the type of people that our program's designed to help. You only owe $133. Well, long story short, after much talking, the only way he would accept the help is if I allowed him to pay us back. So every month he sent in a check for $20 a month until he had his $133 paid off, and then he started donating $5 a month. And he said, I tell all my friends, there's no way you don't have $5 a month to donate to this great program.
Absolutely. All right, so we're out of time, but one more time, how can folks find out more information about the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program?
They can go to warmneighborscoolfriends.org. We are updating the website, but there's a place where you can donate, or there's a place where you can find the income guidelines or any of the agencies in Ameren, Illinois territory.
And again, the agency in Knox County is VNA here in Galesburg. So, Susan Sams, thank you so much for your time. And this is very much a great thing, and I hope a lot more people either get assistance or are able to help you provide more assistance. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Susan Sams, the executive director, of the Energy Assistance Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Komando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.